What we're going through now is not like anything I have ever experienced before. This is entirely new territory. It's a challenge. It's a challenge that it seems no one knows for sure what's going to happen or how long it'll be like this. It's a challenge that our enemies unseen to the normal eye. It's a challenge to have all our routines disrupted. It's a challenge for some of us who are in the service industry or own a small business. How will we handle the loss of income? And it's a challenge to not be able to get together for hugs and comfort and encouragement. And all of it challenges our thoughts and emotions. How do we stay peaceful and calm in the middle of all this? Well, in a letter written from prison, the Apostle Paul gives us four keys to having peace in the midst of trouble. He was a man who overcame through many troubles, so I think he can actually help us. Let's look at it. It's in Philippians chapter 4, verses 4 to 7. He says to us, always be joyful in the Lord. I'll say it again, be joyful. Let everyone know how considerate you are. The Lord is near. Never worry about anything, but in every situation, let God know what you need in prayers and requests while giving thanks. Then God's peace, which goes beyond anything we can imagine, will guard your thoughts and emotions through Christ Jesus. So first of all, he says, be joyful in the Lord. This is important, so important. He repeats it again. He says, be joyful. Most of us tend to think that joy is an emotion that comes to us when things go well or when we win in some way. But he seems to think it's a choice, something you can choose to do. You know, the first time the Apostle Paul visited the city he wrote this letter to, he was beaten up and put in prison. And in the middle of the night, he and his partner Silas were singing hymns and rejoicing in the Lord. And that means rejoicing in the goodness and presence of Jesus, regardless of our circumstances. For generations, African Americans survived by going all out to be joyful in the Lord, which gave us the music we now call gospel music. Rejoicing actually has power. So the first key is to choose to start rejoicing in Jesus. Start praising him. Start singing to him. Play some good worship music and use it to rejoice in Jesus. Rejoice that he is always with you and will never leave you alone. Rejoice that he has your life and all your days in his hands. Rejoice that he loves you in spite of your failings. Rejoice in the forgiveness and the freedom and hope he's given you. When we do this, when we rejoice like this, something powerful is released in us and sometimes around us. Rejoicing in the Lord will break the power of darkness and fear. Rejoicing in the Lord will break the power of despair. Rejoicing in the Lord will lift our souls up to the throne of God, causing all the cares of this world to fade. Rejoicing in the Lord will set us free. The second thing he says is remember that the Lord is near. When we remember that the Lord is near, everything looks different, even death itself. When my father went home to be with Jesus last year, I had a deeper sense than normal of how close the Lord was to him and to me. When we remember that he is with us, we can be like children who are carefree as long as their parents are there. They know that their parent will take care of whatever is a problem. Third, he tells us, instead of worry, let God know what your needs are. If you're feeling anxious, if you have needs, if you're concerned, make a list. Make a list of your needs and concerns and take them to God. Just the act of saying them to God will start to bring peace to your soul. And that's not to mention what happens when God meets your needs in surprising ways. There's nothing too small and nothing too big to bring to God. Whatever it is, take your needs to God and you'll find peace. Lastly, he says, give thanks. Gratitude and thanksgiving are huge boosts to emotional health and well-being. And all kinds of studies have shown that. For over 20 years, I've made a practice of daily Thanksgiving as a defense against depression. It's hard to live in both despair and Thanksgiving. At one point when I was struggling, I was on sabbatical, so I visited a Black church. And the pastor got up and started the service saying, "Somebody died last night, but you didn't, so you have something to be thankful about." I thought his comment was just for me, so I started trying to be thankful. At first, by sheer effort, I started giving thanks that I could walk and that I had a family, really basic things. And gradually, something started to happen. It got easier to be thankful, and my list of things to be thankful about got longer, and the weight and the heaviness of despair lifted. And so that let me live in a whole different way. Despair was broken. You should try it. I think it can work for anybody. In fact, right now, can you think of just one or two things right this minute that you are thankful for? You know, instead of thinking about all the things you're not thankful for, let's think for just a couple minutes. Can you think of one or two things that you're thankful for? And just tell God about it. In fact, I think you should start a list. You know, take your phone, get a piece of paper, open up a document on your computer, and start a thankfulness list. Things you can be thankful for. And then start using it every day to recenter yourself and your heart and your mind in peace by being thankful. Let's pray. Lord, we just thank you that you are with us in all things. We thank you that you are with us right now in our various homes where we are now scattered across this area. We pray now that you will be with us, each one of us, in that place. We pray that you will bring your peace to us, that you will fill us with peace. Help us to be joyful. Help us to be thankful. Help us to remember that you're here. And we want to give all our needs and cares to you. Amen. Folks, God's peace can go beyond anything we can imagine. God's peace will guard our thoughts and emotions through this trial. God's peace will get us through, and we'll be better at the other end. All we have to do is use the keys. Rejoice. Remember that God's here. Take your needs to God, and then give thanks. That's the secret. You can do it.